I'm being joined on Radio On The Go Sports by Iowa Falls Alden baseball coach Wyatt Zeisman. We are recapping the recently completed 2025 season. And coach, thanks for taking a little bit of time to talk some cadet baseball with us here. It ends up being a 12-11 overall record, but down the stretch of the season here in the second half of June and into the first part of July, you really picked up a lot of steam, won seven of your final 10 games. I just kind of want to get your take on, you know, certainly that that last portion of the schedule, how you guys were really able to play some of your best baseball when it mattered the most down the stretch.
Yeah, and you know, looking at it, we kind of started the season off a little hot and hit a tough part of our schedule, and then we knew getting into the second half, into July, that second half of June and July, that we'd have a good shot at winning quite a few ball games, and we just focused on improving throughout the first half of the season. So we felt good going in the second half and picking up, like you said, 7 of 10 wins in our last 10 games. And it's kind of a little head of steam to get rolling for next year.
When it comes to some of the personnel here, a pitching staff of almost exclusively underclassmen, sophomores on down for the most part, including your starting rotation of your top 3-4 guys, all being sophomores and freshmen. I just kind of want to get your take on you know, how that went for you guys, especially a couple of first team all conference selections with Rain and Ryder Petrie kind of leading the way for things up on the mound this year.
Yeah, and we have a lot of young arms on our team. For the most part, that's what we are, is a freshman, sophomore heavy team. And we knew that going into the season, and we knew there'd be some growing pains. But one thing we focused on is with the increase in velocity that they've had this last year, is finding command with it. And they did a good job this year, especially Rain Petrie, of finding the command with his increase in velocity. And he showed up real well for us this year on the mound. Hayden Reed did a good job on the mound for us. He throws hard. He's a young guy. Brody McNeil. And then we just scattered on down from there. And then we also throw in Ryder Petrie, who's great on the mound, has great command and a lot of different off speed, and just a good presence on the mound from those young guys. So they did a good job for us, and it's something to look forward to for sure the next couple of years, having them on the rotation.
And then on the flip side, offensively, you were able to grow your team batting average up to .255 this year compared to last year's .184 overall as a team. And I have to imagine, you know, that had to come with a lot of off-season work and stuff like that. Can you just kind of fill me in on how you guys were able to really take such a big leap offensively this year?
You know, part of it is just maturing as a team, and those guys, you know, we tried to look at it, how we approach our at-bats this year, and challenge ourselves to get better each at-bat and throughout the game. You know, we start out the game and everybody gets their first at-bat. How can we get better our second at-bat? Kind of take that mentality and put the ball in play and doing things to get guys into running, scoring position. So we talked a lot about that. They did a lot of work in the off season. You know, took a lot of swings. Started, and so you put that in there with you know, those guys getting a year older, a year stronger, you know, you're more experienced at the plate, and that really helped raise our batting average. And you know, we kind of talk about you know, keeping that going for next year and trying to get it up. You know, it'd be tough to go from, you know, 180 to 250 and then get another 70 points on it, but you know, we're going to challenge them to continue to bring the team average up like they did this year.
Now, when it comes to your all-conference selections, we mentioned already Rain and Ryder Petrie making it onto the first team, and also a third team selection with Tate Zeisman. What can you say about those all-conference selections for you guys this year?
You know, the Petries, those boys, they're going to be known in the conference and probably throughout the state for baseball. They live and breathe it. They're studs. They throw hard. They have a good presence on the field. They cover ground. They hit the ball well, and they're getting some colleges looking at them as a freshman sophomore. So, you know, that's a pretty easy selection, I think, for the conference, picking them and just knowing how much they impact the cadet team. So it was great having them to be honored the way they were. And then as far as our third team selection with Nate, it was nice seeing him get some honors. he's really raised his batting average, and we kind of put him in a tough position this year and said, hey, you're going to be a leadoff batter and you're going to stay there all year. And I think he had a hit in all but one conference game. So I think he had a hit, I think, in the 20 straight games, actually. So that's a big thing for him to kind of rise up to that challenge and get that honor. So those three, well-deserved. I think there's some more on the team that are deserving of an all-conference. You know, when we go to those meetings, a lot of it just is decided on your batting average. So, but there's a few other guys on the team that are definitely deserving of those honors.
You bet. And when it comes to the strength of schedule for you guys, certainly, you know, whenever a 2A team like you guys is playing mostly a class 3A schedule, especially in conference play, that's going to give you some tough games, but a really a strong strength of schedule. What's your take on that here this year?
You know, I think we're going to try to continue to look for a tough schedule the next couple of years as these guys get older. Just our big push is going to be, you know, working harder for the postseason. And so, you know, if we keep the schedule tough and we push these guys to play some tough teams, it's just going to prepare them more for the postseason. And that's going to be our goal next year. We fell short this year of that goal. We did some good things as a team and had our first winning season since 2013. We need to focus more next year on, you know, getting better throughout the year for our postseason.
When it comes to some of your underclassmen and being able to kind of grow from some of these experiences this year, what kind of comes to mind as far as maybe some of those things that you guys are able to accomplish this year, but things you're able to maybe expand on this year with so many of these underclassmen going into next season?
You know, we're going to talk a lot about, you know, getting better at bats with those young guys, and they're going to continue to work hard in the offseason on their mechanics and their strength, focus on getting faster, stronger, and just really, you know, putting more offense out there on the field. That's one thing we did lack a little bit. We've gone in the right direction with the team average, but we still need to focus a lot on our offense and just getting better there. And if we can focus with those young guys on how important it is to not be selfish and get guys in a scoring position and find a way to put the ball in play and less strikeouts, you know, that's going to help us out a lot, get a lot more runs and make this a lot tougher team.
And I do want to give you a chance to recognize your senior class here as well. Just two of them on the team this year, but certainly some valuable ones with starters Andrew Bartlett and Keaton Mulford here for you guys.
Yeah, they've been, you know, great guys to have on the team. You know, they came in as freshmen my first year. So they're the guys that I've coached from the freshman year to senior year, the first class I've done that with. And, you know, Keaton Mulford, can't say enough about him. He's a great kid. A good leader on the field, a guy you can put at third base and he's not going to be afraid to take the ball off the chest. He's going to make the plays that you ask him to make. And I think in about every sport he's ever been out for, he's been voted the hardest worker on the team. So that says a lot for the kid and just what a good teammate he is. And then as far as Andrew Bartlett, you know, he's been a big presence for us in the outfield. He's got tremendous athletic ability, speed, and somebody that stuck with the sport, really enjoyed the sport all 4 years and helped our team out a lot. You know, he's helped us win postseason games last year. And this year was just a great guy to have on the team. And you knew that he'd cover a lot of ground and make our defense stronger. So talking about losing those seniors, it's tough to see those guys go. But, you know, they did a great job for us and owe them a lot.
All right, just about out of time here today, but any final thoughts you want to share about your team before we wrap up?
No, we're just excited to keep improving. You know, and like I said, we got a lot of excitement going on with the young team and so many returning guys. So we're just looking forward. We're it's good to be hungry this time of year, and I think our guys left this season hungry to get better for next year, and they know what their potential and the ceiling is for them. So, we're going to chase it and hopefully keep improving.
That's Iowa Falls Alden baseball coach Wyatt Zeisman joining me here on Radio On The Go Sports. I appreciate the time here today.
Thank you very much.